I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by the lovely Chloe Brongett. How are you, Petal?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm having a very nice time.
Good. So am I. I didn't get the massive intro that I did on the first part.
Not. Sorry. I honestly, you can't get used to that, Chloe. Come on now, girl. I want to talk to you about Towie. Like, we obviously have touched on it and stuff. And I can't believe it's been 3 years since you burst onto our screens already. Yeah. Has that flown for you?
Oh, it's flown by. But it also feels like I've been doing it for longer. Do you know what I mean? I'm just so used to it now. I always think, oh my God. I feel like I've been doing it for 10 years.
No, well, I mean, how many series have you done, though? 3 years, how many series?
We do 2 series a year, so probably about six series, maybe, I think. We done a double series as well, so we done like 2 episodes a week and stuff like that. So I think about 6.
Oh God! But that's still a significant amount of like reality TV crammed into such a short space of time.
Yeah, it is. It's like the whole 3 years basically just doing that.
And like it can't like regardless of whether people love you or hate you or whatever their opinion is of Chloe Brogan or who they think Chloe Brogan is, can't argue, mate. That you are fucking, you've brought some life to this show, haven't you? Without a doubt, man. Like, I was just saying to my producer before, like, when I try and catch Towie and everything, and I watch it, I love it. But, like, when I don't watch it, I catch up on Instagram, like, I follow the account. And, like, if ever I'm scrolling and I see a clip with you, I know it's going to bang. I'm like, yes, it is. Yeah, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be good. Like, you're entertaining to watch. Is that just who you are, like, every day? Are you the drama with your mates? Or are you doing that specifically for the show?
I feel like Chloe Meadows, she's one of my best friends. She always says that when you watch me on the show and then you see me on a normal night out, she's like, you're so, like, not timid, but I'm quite quiet. I wouldn't want to cause any drama on a night. So I hate stuff like that. I hate arguing and I really don't like it. If I was to fall out with one of my friends in real life, I'd be so upset. But with Towie, it's my job. And everything I do, I take really seriously. And if I feel like this needs to be good, then I'm going to make it good. If I have a little inkling of a storyline, I'm going to drop it in there. I'm going to make that. And it just needs to be done. You know what it's like. Yeah. We're making a show at the end of the day. And even though it's reality, we still need to drum it up. Like, I grew up watching The Hills. And I bloody loved it. And I was like, this is so good. So if I can be like Spencer out of The Hills, I'm going to be like Spencer.
So you then actively take on that very controversial and divisive role. And you know that's going to come with its criticisms, you know?
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of pressure for a young girl. Like, does it get to you sometimes, Chloe?
There's a lot of pressures, don't get me wrong, there is. And also, a lot of the pressure I put on myself, I'm fully aware of that. I could go on to Towie and just have an easy ride if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Majority of the cast members do. But I...
Just robbing a living. Hoping to have an argument with Chloe Bing this week.
It's not going to happen. But, you know, I could do that if I wanted to. I could sort of just play it safe and it could be, you know, easy viewing and nice watching. But for me, who wants to see that? I've grown up watching reality TV. I've grown up, you know, I used to watch Georgia. I used to see you and be like, oh, she's going to have a rat. Like, and it's what people want to see. Do you know what I mean? It's, and it is. And as much as people love the light and the comedy, and I'm aware of that fully, people also live for the drama, because if they didn't, then they'd be watching Downton Abbey. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I try and bring it on TOWIE. And it, of course, it's hard sometimes, like, when you read a comment, it's the ones where they talk about you so personally, as if they live next door to you. Like, I think someone said, oh, Brock is at it again, being vile. And it's like one of them ones, and you think, fuck off. Like, you don't know me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, sometimes it can really bother me. But I've got this thing where I try and imagine a troll to be, like, sitting in their, like, living room, eating, like, a plate of, like, SpaghettiOs and shouting at their wife. And that's what I imagine every troll to be like now.
Yeah, honestly, I always say, like, listen, I'm not going to take any advice from some fella who's fucking sitting in his ma's box room wanking into a sock. That's what I say. But, like, actually, it's as I've discovered in, like, through the long time I've spent in, like, this industry, it's unfortunately not. There's so many normal people doing it, and it's such a travesty to think.
It drives me mad. I would never think to do that, ever.
The thought, and especially because when I started, I was similar age to you, like you are now, obviously not when you started, but the thought that I would have a friend or a fella or whatever who would sit on a medium like Instagram or Twitter and criticise a young girl and her fit makes me sick. Like, it makes me sick that I could know someone like that.
If that was one of my friends,
like,
I'd be like, what are you doing? I'd find that so weird. What are you doing with your life? I'd find it bizarre. It's just very, very strange, but I always think that, in a way, like, you know, good for them. They feel like they know me so well. I must have done a really good job. I've walked into your living room, and that's what Mar was meant to do. So good.
Take it as a positive. Like, whatever way you look at it, mate. Like, on a show like TOWIE, a show like Geordie Shore, a show like Celebs Go Dating, people are going to have, like, not everyone is going to like you, though. Unfortunately, like, you can't do anything to please your way into collectively being liked. Like, it's
no.
I have this saying, and it's definitely not mine. I can't remember who I stole it from, but it's, you could be the best peach in the world, the juiciest peach, the ripest peach, fuzziest peach on the tree, and someone will just come along who doesn't like peaches.
Yeah, like, that is so true.
You can't, you know, mate? So it doesn't matter, Chloe, whether you are rowing every week on the show or you are being this very soft, timid version of you. Like, not everyone's going to like you all the time. So you best make sure you just, whatever you do, sits right with you and you can sleep at night. But I will say, like, I remember, like, obviously I did, Armistead, Get Me Out Here with Fern.
Oh, yeah, I love Fern.
Yeah, love Fern. And, like, you know, I had preconceived notions of Fern before I went into the jungle, and everybody in the press was pitting her against each other, like, Vicky Patterson and Fern McCann, North meets South, two reality TV stars, are they going to get on? And, you know, Spencer was going in as well, but they didn't do it to a man. It was all about me and her.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they're going to row and all this. And I allowed it to get into my head, and I'd seen her on TOWIE. I thought, oh, she's going to do this and she's going to do that. And, like, I've spoken to her since. She thought the same thing of me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, got in there, mate, and we got on like a house on fire, and, like, still to this day consider her to be one of my best friends in the industry. She's amazing and such a huge, like, inspiration to me. But she told me about TOWIE. She was like, I had an option, you know, like, do I fade into the background or do I, like, get in a relationship and have loads of drama on the show, which of course everybody loves watching, or do I be that person that they need, that instigator, that fire starter, that oh, I heard from so and so you did this. And from a viewer's perspective, like, you just think, oh, he has Fern at it again, he has Chloe Bing at it again, opening the mouth, but actually it's what's required of a character to make
so
a story.
Yeah.
And without them, what would we'd have no magic. So she opened said to me, like, I chose to take on that role to give myself screen time, and it's probably very similar to what you're saying, you know.
It
was such,
like,
a
I've
small
had producers
part of
say that as well. I've had, like, obviously our TOWIE producers come and go, so in a few of the series we had a producer, and he'd worked on Fern series, and he was like, yeah, it's a very similar role to what Fern would do. I'm watching it before, I suppose, like, when I was younger and it'd be on in the background. I was never really, like, when I joined the show, they made out that we was, like, avid watchers of TOWIE. And I was like, oh,
obsessive fans.
So I was obsessed with
TOWIE. I really like that.
But, like, I'd have it on in the background a little bit and stuff, and I remember seeing Fern and being like, oh, look, she's arguing again. When they put
and
reruns
we did,
on now,
Chloe. We all did it.
When they put reruns on now, and I see her come up, you realise what an amazing cast member she was. She done so much, and she delivered so much she was the central of drama that she wasn't even involved with. And I think that's what makes her such a good cast member. And I think she was so central, and them cast members are needed, because without them, you haven't got a show. You've just got a group of people that all know each other and have got something in common. And that's boring.
And you know what? It's really interesting that you say that, because I think if anybody's listening to this and gets a takeaway from it, like, I think we have to really change the way we watch reality TV. Like,
yes,
it's so lovely to have your characters, like, on my show, like Charlotte was, like, funny and cute and super, like, you know, you want her to get the boy. It's really lovely to have your characters on TOWIE, like your Pete Wicks or your Jess Wrights or your Chloe Meadows, whatever, like, you know. But actually, it's so important to have these huge catalysts, these driving forces that push that narrative forward, that create the entertainment, push the drama, because it can't all just be light. Like in life, we need to have shade. There needs to be
ups. I always and watch downs. The show like a pantomime. Always watch it like a pantomime. If you see yourself as the big bad witch, and then you see someone as the, as you know, the goodie, everyone cheers when the big bad witch comes out because she's exciting. Do you know what I mean? As much as you don't like her, you're still thinking, oh, what's she going to do? And that's the same thing with any reality show. You always need the good and the bad. Growing up, it was Heidi and Spencer, and everyone was like, oh my God, Heidi and Spencer are evil. Watching them now, you're like, they're so fucking fun. And you can tell that Spencer doesn't care. He honestly is just doing it to annoy everyone. And to be honest, do you think I leave and think, oh, Danny and Gatsby, I hate them? Of course I don't care about these people. But in the moment, if someone says something to me, of course I'm going to react. It's the show. It's what we're here to do, you know. And I think the minute people realise that and realise, you know, of course I don't like these people, they don't affect my life, but I'm doing it for entertainment purposes, I think people just take it with a lot more lighter than they should do now. Because some people take this like, this is how I live my life, and it's really not.
I think if you were to live, if anyone was to live their life exactly the same way that they did when they were on, like, filming a reality TV show, it would be incredibly exhausting. Like, I'd just be so drained. So, no, I think if anybody is listening to this, like, please take that away. Like, reality shows are amazing, and yes, they show aspects of people's lives and so many elements of a person's character, but it is constructed to a certain extent for entertainment. So please, before you write a comment, before you, like, reach out to someone and say something hateful, remember it is a TV show and you're seeing a very small part of that person's life.
I think with me as well, like, what I've always tried to do throughout filming of TOWIE is remain truthful to myself. Like, me and Ella fell out very early on in the early series, and with TOWIE there's always this sort of thing where you argue and then you make up. With me, I felt like we was never going to make up. I didn't want to, so I didn't. And in a way, did it hinder stories? Sometimes, because it probably would have been easier if we did make up, because then we could have been around each other. But because we both didn't, I'm sure she felt the same as well, because we both didn't like each other that much, we both chose not to make up, because it would have been unrealistic for us to do so. Do you know what I mean? Me going to Chloe Sims' birthday party at the end of last series, I wouldn't sit around her birthday in real life, so why would I do it on the show? And I think stuff like that makes it so real, because it's not just a show in that aspect. Personally, I know it's a scene, I know it's not her actual birthday party, but would I choose to sit around her? No. And I'm sure you was the same with stuff like that.
Oh, so our show, like, in so many ways, babe, like, TOWIE is similar to Geordie. You know, we both burst on the scenes at the same time, us and Maid and Chelsea, and there are so many similarities to be drawn. But for us, I felt like this is the big difference here. We were taken away from all of our actual lives. We were...
It must be so hard.
Yeah, but you probably got a bit of an element with that on Celebs. Did you all live in the mansion again this year?
No, we didn't. Okay, so we done it in the agency.
Okay, when you are so far removed from your friends, your family, you don't even have your phone call. Like, these people, like, you know, James, Sophie, whatever, they become like your life. And even if you in your head know, oh, I've got mates I've had for 20 years, these aren't my real pals, like, come on, it's very hard for you to snap out of it. You become so invested and involved because you're around them 24 hours a day. So I do feel like I can't relate in that sense, but I completely understand. And you're right, like, one thing that screams off the screen to me when watching you is you are staying very true to yourself in a world I can't imagine it's easy to do. That it would be far easier to just get swept up.
It would be a lot more easier to just sort of, like, you know, I fell out with Saffron a few series ago. they cut the cast very, very small, and they sort of was like, Chloe, we're struggling for people for you to film with because you don't talk to a lot. And I was like, well, you shouldn't have got rid of my friends then. So it was almost like, do I sort of sacrifice my sort of pride and talk to these people to make a better show, or do I not and stay true to myself? And I chose to stay true to myself, and it meant me sitting on my own at a lot of event days. It meant me.
I did. My heart breaks for you, Chloe. You know what? A lot of the times I sat on my own too. I hope you know that.
Good.
Like, this is not the end of your story, girl. It's not.
No, it's not. Because they brought my friends back at Christmas. So oh, like, yay!
Look at Billy Big Dick swinging it round. She gets her own way in the end. Go on, Queen. That's pulling power.
Like, not on my own anymore, am I?
Fucking come at me now, bitches.
But yeah, it was, you know, I didn't want to just sort of make up with these people that I didn't feel like I wanted to. And that was it. And I just thought, you know what? I will sit on my own and I will do these things. And I will, you know, it's of course, I'll be the first to admit that it was intimidating walking into a room full of people that you know don't like you.
Yeah.
And as much as I'll sit there and be like, I don't care, majority of the time I don't, but sometimes I think, you know what, this is not fun.
And you're only human, Nass. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, what I'm hearing a lot of bravery. I'm hearing, like, strength and wisdom beyond your years. But I'm also getting, mate, and I can only say this as someone who's gone through it myself, I'm hearing bravado, Chloe. Like, do you think in the next couple of series, because you are definitely going nowhere on Towie, you are definitely there. Do you think on the next couple of series we'll see more of, like, vulnerable Chloe? We'll see more of, like, this Chloe who you are when you're at home?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's nice for me to sort of be more myself and open up. And the reason I found it so hard on Towie was, you know, you saw me open up with Courtney and Chloe and Amber, and obviously they're my best friends.
Mm.
And then the minute they left and I just had Amber with me, it was harder for me to sort of open up and be vulnerable because the majority of people around me didn't like me. So it's sort of, I felt like,
it's not the right environment to open up.
No. Mm. And it's like, the minute you do open up, the minute I opened up, we was at a singles retreat, I had Frankie Sims behind me going, that was embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, why would I open up around people like you? I choose not to. And if you choose to rub me up the wrong way, then I'm going to come for you. And that was the way it went.
Mm.
There was really no opportunity for me to open up last series, really, except for a scene that I done with my mum. So, obviously, I would like to be able to open up more, but I think it's when the environment's right.
Yeah, and it has to be right for you, exactly like you say. No, I think that's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Great. One thing I think you do really well on the show is stand up for yourself. And, like, honestly, mate, as someone who, like, has fought from to be this version of me and stood up for loads of things in terms of what I think is right, I know how hard that can be. I just wanted to, like, congratulate you, basically.
Thank you.
There's this one moment where, you know, you've had this little, like, tryst with James Locke, and Gatsby's called you something, you know what I mean? And I actually loved the stance you took on that. Like, I experienced a lot of it when I was, like, starting out in the industry. Like, the boys were completely applauded and patted on the back when they're, like... going at it like rabbits with all these different random birds, you know? And it was like, oh, he's a top shagger, he's got a massive dick, like, woo! Honestly, everyone was cut over the moon for the boys. You know, when a girl had sex, she was called worse than a pickpocket.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I just...
That I'm going back 10 years, mate. Yours is very recently. I find it disgraceful that we've not moved on as a society.
And
I love the fact that you're still pushing for that progress. But I'm annoyed.
Always will.
I'm just annoyed that we still have to.
It's actually disgusting that we still have to. It's ridiculous. I think when I was in school, I went to a school where it wasn't like the thing to be having sex. If you was having sex, you were spoken about really badly. So I didn't. And that just shows how much it impacted me. I didn't have sex until I left school. I was 17 and I was just a prude all the way throughout. Now, unfortunately, every person I sleep with, it seems to be plastered over the front cover of the news or talked about on TOWIE. And I think, imagine everyone, every girl in the country, everyone knowing who you've slept with, because that's how it feels for me. And I walk into a room and I've got someone like Gatsby being like, everyone's talking about it. Why should anyone, whatever they're doing in their sex life, their private life, why should that be your discussion? Because I know I don't talk about his sex life because he hasn't really got one. So at the end of the day, I just don't find it necessary to do that. I just don't. And I think the fact that I called him out, and when I did, he was like, oh, but I didn't mean it like that. Mm. There's no other way you could.
No.
You couldn't mean it in any other way. And I think a cast member said to me, and I said it on Chloe and Courtney's podcast, a cast member said to me, do you think you should just say that you regret it with Lockie because it'll make the situation better?
No.
And I said, no, I don't, because I don't regret it. Why would I? I was single, he was single, we had a good time. Yeah. And why would I regret it?
Yeah.
And also, what example does that set for young girls that have gone out, slept with someone, and it's like, oh, if you just say you regret it, it'll make it better.
It tells them that they should be ashamed of pleasure. And it is just such a backward opinion. It's such a terrible thought process. Like, if men can go out and have sex, and if they're of age, if it's consensual, if they're having fun, women should be able to do exactly the same thing. And any other mindset or thought process around it is incredibly unprogressive. And I applaud you, lass, for standing your ground and like holding your own. When I bet you it wasn't easy in that toxic situation. So good for you.
No.
Good
of course,
for you.
Thank you. It was really hard. Like, obviously hearing that Gatsby had called me a bike was something I wasn't aware of. And when I spoke to producers,
I'm annoyed that that was shown, actually, on
your I'm not. And
go
I wasn't
girl.
First, but the reason why I'm not was he didn't know that that was kept on camera.
Oh, so he so said it showed that, him for what he really was.
Yeah, he said it as he left a scene and they panned over and kept it in and he had no idea that that was being kept on. And at first I said to them, how can you put that in and not tell me? And they said, we didn't tell him. And I thought, you know what, actually, thanks, because if that's the way he's walking around, or any man is walking around talking about a woman, then that should be projected, that should be shown. And I was actually over the moon that that was shown, because it's one thing saying the way I'm being treated is wrong, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that, and you always get some idiot going, well, you are a slut. And it's like, actually, how does that sort of, you know, come across when he's saying that? You can't argue that. It come from his own mouth.
Yeah, no, honestly, mate, like, and you know, I'm going to give Gatsby the benefit of the doubt here as well and say, like, this will have taught him a lesson as well about his attitudes towards sex and women and taking control of our own, like, you know, like, sexual journeys and stuff.
Listen, I'm not saying he's the only one who's got that fault. I'm not the only one who, you know, it's, and the thing is as well, he's an older person, he's like 30, 35. That was probably the view when he was in school. That is probably the dumb thing to do when he was younger. I sit there and talk about a woman for enjoying herself, but we're not in them times anymore.
It's
and
still
a woman can do whatever she likes.
It's still not an acceptable narrative, like, whatever age you're at. Like, if you are going to, if men are going to be applauded for it and it's acceptable for them, like, it has to absolutely be the same for women. It's 2022, man. Like, come on. Chloe, I could sit and talk to you all day, but I'm very aware that you're such a busy woman. Like, I wanted to extend this, like, and please don't feel any pressure, but, like, if you ever wanted to ask us any advice, mate, like, or if you just want to run anything by us or use this as a soundboard, like, for a lot of the stuff you're going through, I've been there and done it, and I'd be more than happy to, like, be there for you, even if you just want to whinge at us. So you know where I am. I'll send you my number, and we'll keep in touch. But, right, before I let you go, Here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pearls of wisdom. So just so they don't feel like they've been listening to me witter on for an hour. And I'm so proud of you and everything you've managed to achieve.
Thank you.
In the last, 3 years. And I'm absolutely certain we've not seen the end of Chloe B. We're going to get so much more from you. You've got so much more to give. But you are strong and sassy and so much more shrewd than people will give you credit for. And it just feels like you're doing it all effortlessly and not giving a fuck, really. So I think there'll be loads of people out there who could learn a little bit about just owning their journey unapologetically. And I want to know what your secret is to not giving a fuck.
My secret to not giving a fuck is just knowing that anything I do was done for a reason, and it taught me something, it brought me somewhere, it made me learn a lesson, and even if it wasn't a positive thing that I'd done, I can take something positive from it. Everything I've done, every mistake I've made, has made me a better person, and that's why I always try and remember. And when people say to me, do you have any regrets, I always say no. And that's why I don't give a fuck, because I'm like, everything I do happens for a reason. I'm being guided by someone or something somewhere. It sounds very spiritual, but I feel like that. I feel like something's leading me this way. And at the time I thought, why did I do that? And then I thought, I know why that's happened, and I know why that's happened. I think we, as people, we often try and spend so long trying to plan and put things forward and write steps out. And I've realised that you can't do that, because you never know what's going to happen. So I just don't give a fuck, because I always know I'm going to be all right, because I'm a good person. And I think that's what people should remember.
Yes, I love that. And what I take away from that is, if you trust in your journey, if you embrace every day, live life and treat people with respect and compassion and kindness, everything is going to go the right way eventually. And there might be twists and turns, and God, there might be some little grazed knees, but that's all part and parcel of the journey. So thank you, mate. You've given me loads to think about. I'm sure our listeners have loved it too. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. I hope you do too. I've really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for asking me as well. I really appreciate it.
Well, guys, that was Chloe Brockett, and I don't know about you, but whether you love her or whether, based on what you've seen from her on TV so far, you have a more complicated relationship with her, I think what we heard there was super illuminating. She's far more self-aware and shrewd, intelligent and articulate than so many people give her credit for. And then, you know what, I'm going to hold my hands up and say it, then probably I gave her credit for. I was really impressed by her. And I hope I didn't come across as patronising or anything, yeah, but she's just so young and she's already so brilliant and ambitious. Now, I think that was a really great episode, and I hope you took something away from it. If anything, potentially that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, or a reality TV star by those couple snippets that we see of them on the TV. People are multifaceted and brilliant, and there's so much more to them than we may see on those couple minutes of telly every week. Well, guys, that was Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I absolutely loved that episode. Hope you did as well. If you are loving the series so far, please tell your mates, leave a review, do all of the podcasty things, and I'll see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.